listening, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Oh my goodness, I'm super excited about today. I'm so glad to be joining in with you, all the listeners all over the world. You all make my life. Do you hear me? I am so blessed that we are affiliated through such a worldwide platform that we can communicate and connect. It is truly a blessing. Well, we have some thunderstorms here in D.C. I don't know all of you that are here in D.C., if you were awakened last night by the hail and the winds and the strong storms, but we had some outages and some trees falling. But today it is sunny and 81 degrees. In Detroit, it is sunny and 79 degrees. And let's see, in Richmond, Virginia, 81 and sunny. I mean, the sun is out everywhere. Jacksonville, one of my other favorite places, it is 88 degrees right now, 90 degrees in Dallas. So we're having some wonderful weather this morning. So everybody should get out. If you're working, take a lunch break, walk outside. You know, I'm all about health and soul, mind, body, and soul fitness. So if you got your tennis shoes, your walking shoes, go out somewhere, sit in a park, have your lunch, get some air. You've been cooped up too much. Get out and enjoy life. That's what it's all about. Well, some of you that follow me on my social media, you know that I have been getting it in. God has been opening doors truly that no man can shut and just surprising me left and right. I'm just so overwhelmed that sometimes I can't even think straight. I'm just being honest with you. I never thought in a million years that it would come to this in this season or in any season for that matter, that all of these things will be happening in my life right now and just how many lives are being touched. I'm so thankful for all of the support, all of those that are being inspired, all of those that are being delivered, all of those that are being just encouraged to step out on faith, to just walk, just trusting God and allowing yourself to be healed and allowing yourself to be delivered. And most importantly, allowing yourself to be free. You don't know what God has in store for you. He says, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the plans that he has for you. And he's also said that he would do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. And I'm telling you, people, this is exactly what he's doing for me right now. Beyond all that I can ever ask, imagine, or think, he is doing it right now. Who would have thought? But praise God, I'm just honored that through my faults that he gets, that you all see his glory. Through all my imperfections, you still see him. And that's because I choose to allow him to come in my heart every day, despite my weaknesses, despite my generational issues. God still shows himself mighty in me, and I'm thankful for that. And I just want to say that to have that is to have a relationship with him. You know, God is not looking for us to be perfect. He's not looking for us to act perfect. He's not looking for no religion. He's not looking for no tradition. All he's looking for is a willing heart, someone that is humble enough to confess their sins, confess their faults, be accountable, and allow him to transform. And no matter how long the process is, he will always hide you. And so he will still get all the glory in the midst of what you feel like you are going through. He will still use you. If you don't believe me, ask Paul, ask the disciple Paul, ask disciple Peter, ask David the warrior, ask him now. I'm going to tell you, you got to read that word because it will inspire you and it will bring you to the place where you know without a doubt that God's grace is truly sufficient, but his love is super mighty. He loved us so much that he gave up his only begotten son. So I say all that to say that I am truly blessed today, and so are you. All you got to do is allow him in so you can live that too. All right, well, listen, I won't hold you up, but we've had all kind of stuff going on with Dr. Gina, and so I'll just continue to bless you all with more of that as you continue to just stay connected with me on Facebook and Instagram and all of that. I got you. You're going to know everything, where I'm at, where what I'm doing, and all of that, all over the nation and all over the world. I love it. I love how God is doing that, expanding territory so we can stay connected, unified on one accord as the body of Christ. I love you so much. Listen, you know Life Jennings, right? Well, I have his manager online right now, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Come on with it. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, why don't
How
you
you doing?
introduce yourself to the listeners? I wanted you to introduce yourself because you do the behind the scenes work. This is your moment. You listen, people all over the world are listening to you right now.
Well, my name is Rio Weber. I'm Life Journey's manager. I've been with him since day one. I pretty much did his demo tape back in the day. And produced his first two albums as well. So I'm not only the manager, but I produced the albums and musical director as well for him. So, you know, that's my guy. You know, he's feeling under the weather this morning. But, you know, we wanted the listeners to know that, you know, he sends his love to the listeners here and want to thank you for doing a great job on this station. You know, you just sound so uplifting. I just got uplifted just by listening to you just now. So, you know.
Praise God for that. Well, Rio, listen, I appreciate you following through because I know things happen. Listen, I just got off a 3-week, really a radio tour, and then I did a fitness DVD, which I was really looking forward to talking to Life about because I know he likes to work out and things, and we have talked about that a little bit. So I know what it's like. I'm feeling under the weather. My throat is hurting. You know, I'm feeling like I'm coming down with a cold and my body is aching and all of that. So I do understand that things happen, you know, and I know he's traveling a lot. And I'm telling you, you guys, your schedule is just back to back to back. Every time I turn around, you guys are somewhere. It was so nice meeting you face to face for the first time when we were in Florence. And that show was so incredible. That boy can sing. Do you hear me? I mean, he had the girls.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had them women, boy. I thought I was going to see underwear and bras. I thought somebody was going to try to do a flip up on that stage and jump on them for a minute because they was having a good time listening to Life.
Has happened.
Yeah, it has. I can believe it. I can believe it. Well, listen, Rio, tell us a little bit. Tell the listeners what they, you know, would have heard if Life was here. Just give us, you know, when did he start? And, you know, you said you was with him from day one. How has that, you know, that transition from not being an entertainer to being an entertainer? How has that been, you know, the rough times, the good times? And did you all want to quit at some point? And, you know, what made you stay in it? And, you know, stuff like that. Can you give us a little background about Life Jennings and you being his manager?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like any relationship, man. It's like almost we a married couple, man. You know, we fight. You know, sometime and, you know, have our big disagreements and things, you know, but somehow we work through it and we've still been like, you know, attached to each other for the last 15 years.
15? Y'all like brothers then.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so, you know, I met him a year after he got out of his jail sentence, you know, and he did about 15 years. And so I met him, and he was just a guy walking around the streets of New York with an army jacket on with a guitar behind his back, just, you know, playing his guitar. You know, anybody to hear him, and, you know, I saw him at a few showcases, and then I had an artist already on Universal, and I had an office up there. So one day he wound up in the Universal office talking to another A&R. And they came into my office saying, hey, man, we got this guy that can play the guitar, but he has no recorded music. We don't know what to do with him. You want to come listen to him? So I went into the conference room, told him to play for me, and I was blown away. And I told him to come out to my house in New Jersey, and he caught the train from Brooklyn to Manhattan, and then he got on a New Jersey transit bus. And he rode that bus for a whole hour to New Jersey, and then he walked 10 blocks. He did that every day for 2 weeks. While I worked on this demo tape.
He was hungry.
Yeah.
He wanted that.
Yeah, hungry. He was hungry. And, you know, that he was coming off and winning Apollo 5 times. You know, so, you know, that's when we worked on his demo tape. And then, you know, we got him a deal and, you know, got signed. And 5 records off the demo tape immediately went on to the album. And we just went on for there. And that song, Cry, a lot of people might know that song, Cry. I did that song. I wanted to capture the way he sung it to me the first time. So I told him to go on in my booth. And I had just a little booth. Then it was just in a closet. So half the guitar was sticking out the closet. So I put a mic in him in the closet and told him to go ahead and sing that, you know, song Cry. And all it took was one take. And what you hear on that album right now was done in one take.
One take.
And, you know, blew it out. One take. You know, just him and the guitar. And that's how it is. That's what you hear. And the song became, you know, it was a big record. You know, every show we do that song on, people know every word to that song Cry. And, you know, it's been quite a journey. You know, it's been quite a journey. And we still have a lot going on. And, you know, a lot of artists, you know, he hasn't had, you know, a lot of big singles or, you know, things like that. But he's one of the few artists that's still out here in high demand. Like this month alone, we have 12 shows in the month of July. You know,
that's what I'm saying. You guys were busy like every weekend. Y'all was coming from something when y'all came to Florence.
Right, right. You know, and it's a blessing to still be out here and working. And, you know, you don't have a lot of radio records, you know, current on the radio, but you're still in high demand. That's because, you know, it's a certain group of people and artists that's out here that will forever work. And that's like, you know, you got your Joe, you got the Anthony Hamiltons, you got your Donnell Jones, you got 112, you know, Carl Thomas's, you know, Silk. All these artists are constantly working. And it's because it's real music.
You know, it's real music. That's what I was going to say. It's real music.
And then you hear it for the 6 months, it's hot. Then you don't hear nothing else from that artist, you know, ever again.
Yeah, well, you know what, I'm going to tell you, everybody love Life Jennings. I'm telling you, I've had Angie Stone, I've had Kiki Wyatt, from gospel artists, Kiara Sheard, everybody from Kim, everybody. And he is the most shared, okay? People really wanted to hear from him. And, you know, I basically just wanted to talk to him just about his love for fitness. Because like I said, when we talked, he wanted to go, you know, was asking me about the gym at the hotel. And I was like, well, you sure ain't going to get much out of here. I mean, if you're trying to lift some pounds,
right.
You won't get it here. You're going to get some sweating on a cardio or something, but you won't get no pounds here. And we started laughing and stuff. So I know that, you know, that he was into fitness. And since I got the DVD, I wanted to kind of, you know, get his intake on, you know, his fitness and how he's doing when he's on the road, and just really find out about his new project. I know he has a new project coming up. Can you tell the listeners what the project is?
Yeah. He has a new project that he's currently working on. It's not titled yet, but he's been in the studio recording like crazy, you know, and you went for a treat, like really, that's all I can say. You know, these records are coming out really hot. And, you know, you're going to see that original Life Jennings sound, you know, come back out. And, you know, just wait to hear it's coming.
He has such a unique, soulful sound. It's just such a unique, soulful sound. And it's just, it's always a message. And that's another thing. When you talk to him, if I don't talk to him first, you tell him that, you know, I wanted to know about his message, because he carries a message with him. And it really, really touches a lot of inner city women, young girls. It's just, it hits home. It talks about, it's real. And that's what I wanted him to elaborate more about that. But you tell him that I got a launch party coming out in Detroit, and since he's from Toledo, Ohio, just slightly over down the way, he need to come to my launch party. Since he got so much to do,
I'm gonna see if I
can get him to do it. I know he lives in Atlanta, but I know he's originally from Toledo, Ohio. Yeah, then he can come home and visit his family or whatever. I don't know, but I'm going to try to see if I can get him, get you to bring him to this launch party that I'm having. I would love to have him. He's always just so pleasant whenever I've seen him, you know, and just, you know, I just, you know, wish that I hope he feels better. And I'm so glad that you were able to take the time on his behalf and represent and acknowledge his
we still
fans.
Gonna get him on here for the listeners too. Just know that.
Yeah, he better, because I'm telling you, they wanted to hear him.
Now,
I'm gonna say
that's still going
it.
Down. So I don't want everybody to know that's still going down.
Okay. All right. And can you just tell everybody the website and his social media that they can follow him on, for those that don't know?
Yeah, this is Life Online, you know, Life 419 on every site, pretty much.
All right. Well, I'm gonna keep tabs on him, and he's gonna, you know, like you said,
That's right. And of course, you got me on Rio Weber, on Facebook, and all that.
Yes, getting Rio. You got to keep up with him because Rio sound like Rio. You got some stuff going on too. What's going on? You managing only Life, or you got some other acts that you're dealing with?
Well, you know, I'm a producer. I'm a record. I'm signed with.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, that's how I met him. So that's my first love right there, record producing. You know, I got a Grammy nominated with Missy Elliott on her last album. I did.
Well, doggone Rio, congratulations.
Yeah. So, you know, we got that we run this, and she did it for the Super Bowl when she did took that over. And
Yes, she did take that over, didn't she?
Everybody, you know, Jaheim produced everybody, you know. So
you didn't produce? I did not know that, Rio.
Yeah.
Man, I need you to get your time in. We could have switched Life and had you on here telling us about your stuff.
Yeah, that's what I do. I've been producing. You know, I was fine. That's what I said. I had the artist Danny Stevenson, the girl that's on that Nelly record. It's getting hot in here. I want to take my clothes off. You know, the girl that's singing on that record, Nelly. Yeah, she was my artist. That's how I met Life, because I had her signed to Universal. And we were,
St. Louis. She live in St. Louis.
I was doing her. So, that's what I do, you know. Produce
some
records.
Well, all right. You are a Grammy nominee and working with Jaheim and Missy Elliott, and she performed. I mean, what's the name? Which song was it that she did? Because she did several. Which one did you get nominated for?
It's called We Run This. It was also in a movie called Stick It.
I know that. Everybody that know Missy Elliott, Missy Elliott fans. Shoot, if they really Missy Elliott fans, they know you was on that too. You produced that. That is so good. Rio, listen, I need to have you on the show. I'm going to book something for you specifically. Yeah. You got an artist or something that you want the listeners to meet and listen to? You got to let me know, okay?
Okay. That's what it is.
Yeah. You got a home here. You always welcome on Dr. Gina's radio chat, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I have much love to you, and thank you so much for stepping in. And you tell Life I'm gonna get in touch with him. He owe me a favor.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, I love y'all.
All right. Love you.
Okay. Okay. Bye bye. What time, you know? So, you know, you just got to go with the flow, but things happen. You know, we hear it all the time. And this is the first for Dr. Gina's radio chat, but Life Jennings is still my man. And Rio, that's you know, he's holding it down. And I'm just so thankful that he was able to come through. And just, you never know who you're going to, who you know. I mean, he's a manager, but then he's a producer. I mean, my goodness, he's got a track record his own self in entertainment and doing wonderful things. He's a nominee for a Grammy. I just thank God for Rio stepping in. And he was a treat. So thank you all for tuning in. And so now as we continue to move on, we're going to take a commercial break.
Hey, yo, what's up? Hey, yo, what's happening? It's the big homie, Life Jennings right here, man. And listen, you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat, man. So whatever else you're chatting about, put that chat on pause, man, and turn this chat right here up, man. Dr. Gina, Life Jennings. Yeah.
Hey, Patrick, welcome.
Hello, how are you doing today? Thank you for having me on. It's always a blessing. Thank you very much. Thank God. Thank God we finally, we haven't seen each other in a long time, and you came to the bakery. And like always, every time we touch with people, we meet with people, we got to look at them as a blessing. So thank you very much for blessing me and allowing me to come onto your show.
Oh, no problem. Listen, I want everybody to know who you are first. This is Patrick. Patrick is one of the owners. Chauncey is his brother, and they are the owners along with their family. The Petite's Famous Cheesecake. Listen, if you don't know nothing about cheesecake and you ain't never had it, you're going to want to try theirs first, because theirs is the bomb. And if you've had cheesecake, you're not going to want nobody else's cheesecake. I don't care if your own mama makes a good cheesecake, because once you have theirs, it's going to be a shutdown on every cheesecake you ever taste. I am a true believer that this cheesecake is the best in the, I'm going to speak for our nation. This cheesecake is everything. So they are out of Oak Park, Michigan, and it right a suburb right outside of Detroit, Michigan. Patrick and Patrick went to school with me at Oak Park High School, and I kept seeing his posts on social media, and I was like, dang, I got to get that cheesecake. Every time I go by in Detroit, I forget to go by there. But God had me remember to go by there this time. And when I did, I say it is worth the wait. It was worth the wait. I mean, melt in your mouth. So good. Flavorful. Everything. I mean, you can't even tell it's cheesecake. It's amazing. So anyway, with all of that being said, Patrick, I didn't tell them how far you have grown because I wanted you to have the opportunity to tell how you got started with cheesecake. And tell us what, you know, how did you decide to take your cheesecake and make it into a business to open up a store? Can you start off with that first and then we can just move on from there? Because I want them to know how far it's come from the beginning until how you are now. And I just believe you got so much room to grow even beyond this. So let's start at the beginning.
Well, basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you a story. I may tell this story. It's going to be a million times before the end of my life is over with. First of all, the reason why I tell this story is not to get sympathy. I don't want people to feel bad for me. I tell this story is because I feel like when people hear it, it should make you want to push on whatever you're doing in life. It doesn't mean that you're going through a financial burden. It can mean that you're going through an illness. It can mean that someone passed. It can mean anything is going on in your life. So I'm not saying do this to go make money. I'm saying do this to keep pushing. So basically, you know, my father founded a real estate company, which was Petit Realty. And he was founded that in 19. He was the founder of that in 1989. As soon as I got out of high school in 88, I went right into real estate. I did that for 20 years. When my father passed, he passed in 97. Tragic death. God is good. I feel like God. We don't control when God wants to take us and when He wants to bring us here. So you know, I just thank God for what my father taught me. He was the best man I ever known. That was my superhero right there. So I thank God for what He taught me. When he passed, I took over the real estate company. It was me, my mother, and my brother, and we had about 20 other agents. It was a family business. Everything was going very well until in about 2009, 2008, the market started to crash. So you know what that meant. Did not take it personal. Lost everything. Houses, cars. My brother lost his house, car. My mother was evicted. That was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I can handle living in the street. But to see your mother evicted, worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I promise to God, promise to my mother, you won't see days like this after it's over with. So lost everything, but I looked at it as if God was taking away to make room for something better. I always say that I was not praying enough and thanking God enough for when things were very well, but I definitely wasn't mad when I was losing it. I just said, you know what? He's making a way for something bigger and better, so let me just accept what's in front of me and go ahead and soldier up and make it happen. So I went to my mother and them in 2009. I said, you know, we're going to close down the real estate company. Right now, we've lost everything. And we lost everything. And basically, at that point in time, I was just, I'm not going to say burnt out real estate. It did me good. I've been baking since I was 11 years old. Started baking at, as a matter of fact, at Roosevelt. Homemade got me interested in cooking and baking. Just did it for a hobby.
Roosevelt, no I problem. Know. We had some good schools in Oak Park and over yes, in that area, did. Didn't we?
Yes, we did. And from there, it was just something I did on the side. I love to bake, cook, and things of that nature. Started making these cheesecakes when I was in real estate and was giving away to customers and would take them to Super Bowl parties and things of that nature. And people were like, I don't like cheesecake. I don't eat cheesecake. And I'm like, okay, well, try this. Once they tried it, it was like the head of the party. I would just sit back and laugh, like, wow, look at all these people that don't even like cheesecake tearing this cheesecake up. So people were like, well, you know what? Can you make it for me? Cheesecake is the way I make it, it costs to make. It's not a cheap product. So I just would give it away because I would tell you $25, $30 for a cheesecake. You would act like I was making a killing. No, I'm just pretty much covering the ingredients. So I started just giving them away. And then I told my mother and my brother, said, we're going to shut down the real estate company. And at that time, we're going to open up a cheesecake bakery. They, you know, once my father passed, I kind of took over as the head of the household. And they was like, well, you know what we in? Because they kind of know that whatever I do, my heart is right. Family first. I'm going to do what's right for the family. I'll eat last. As long as my family's eating, I'll get mine at the end of the day. So we sold the real estate. We shut down the real estate company, which was Petite Realty. We opened up Petite's Famous Cheesecake in 2010. I kept Petite as the name because my name, that's my last name, carries a lot of weight. The weight is they know you're going to be treated right. We're going to do the right thing. I carry a good name. I carry a good reputation because I treat people how I want to be treated. I do not work for the money. I work to build a brand. I work to take care of people. And at the end of the day, the money will come if you do what you're supposed to do. Don't go out
that's
there
right.
and work for the money. Work
that's
to be
right.
a work to do the right thing. And at the end of the day, I will live like a king. I'm not even worried. That's the last thing on my mind is the money. You know, God is blessing with a lot of good things. It's like right now, I'm holding on to the lucky lottery ticket.
Patrick, wait, but Patrick, you know what? That is exactly the key. I want to stay there for 1 second. You know, people that want to work for the money cannot grow because you're limiting yourself to one entity when there's so much more for why you're here on this earth. Now, just like if you were just working just for the money, then we would have never been able to hear all of the testimony right here that you said. I don't want to bypass the fact that you are humble enough to admit that you had to go through some struggles and you allowed yourself to be purged. You looked at it in a positive way and you said there's got to be something more. So you looked at it like it was a purging, not a loss, but a purging for something, making room for something more. I want people to get that. And I also want people to be encouraged that it's okay. It's okay to go through, because if you got your source and your source is God, he going to make sure that he provides everything you need, but then he's going to expand you in the same way. Every time he just gives you enough to survive, you know, to get through, he's also building up a relationship with you of trust where he's now maturing you for expansion. So it's nothing is ever, ever in vain. Everything your family went through was not in vain. Look at like what you said. You all started a business and then here go the favor for the cheesecake. People don't even like cheesecake. Now they fall in love with cheesecake. It was anointed. You know what I'm saying? Only God can change that. Only God can change the heart of man. You understand what I'm saying? We can't do that. So there was favor on your cheesecake. There was favor for it to build up a following and a desire and, you know, and someone to acknowledge it. So I just wanted to bring that up. And I also wanted to bring up that you said that you wasn't working for money, because that's how I am. That's how things, I love when you said that, because really, that is really what has kept me, because I never do ministry for money. I don't do anything for money, but God has always continued to open doors, and this is what they see. They see him because it's not me, and I didn't bring an idol into it. If you was doing it for the money, then the money would have been your idol, but it wasn't. You was taking the steps as you were led. You see what I'm saying? You taking the steps as you are led, and that's why God has done something for you that you never even thought was gonna happen. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the plans God has had for you. So I'm sorry, I just wanted to, because I wanted to break it down so the listeners can relate it to their life. Because a lot of times we say, oh, that's a good story because that's their story. But no, he's on here for a divine purpose. Patrick is on here so he can help you to understand that this lifestyle that God is doing for him, God's got something also for you. So even if you're going through something, don't be ashamed of your shortcomings. Don't be embarrassed about going through nothing. Go
it's
ahead,
a blessing.
Patrick.
When you're going through, it's a blessing. So when you're going through, it's a direct blessing. When God takes you and he wants to turn you and battle test you as one of his soldiers, and he's going to get you to get through, count it as a blessing. Because everybody can't walk through the fire. So count it as a blessing that God has chosen you to say, I'm going to battle test you because I know you can handle it. But when you come out this battle, you're going to be 100 times stronger. If that's what it's going to take, thank you very much, God.
Oh, praise God. You know what, Patrick, go on now. That was good. I mean, because that's the truth. You know, don't be afraid of going in the battle. You have to. If you can't run with what's going on now, how you going to run with the stallions? You can't keep up with nothing powerful if you can't, you know, go through some things. It's when you're tested and tried, when you go through, and he never promised that you would not. It's not a great feeling, and no, it's not a joyful time, but you can count it all joy pray when your source is God. But I want you to continue on with your story. I'm sorry. I just wanted to let the listeners get it for them as well. Go ahead.
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to jump on what you said. We're going to keep it moving. But again, like I tell people, embrace the pain. If you break your leg, if you're going through something, embrace it, because you know the pain is only going to last for so long. But once the pain is over, here comes the joy. So if you can't embrace the pain, then you can never enjoy the joy, because eventually it's going to be some pain in your life, and you got to be ready and embrace it, love it, enjoy it. Thank God for it, because first of all, dead people don't have pain. So is it really pain, or is it just God letting you know you're alive?
Wait a minute now.
So just
telling it. Go so ahead.
Just, you know that. And I thank God. I thank God for everything you're sending me through. Every day I get up and I say my faith will not be broken, because you can't break it. You know, I hate to say it, I'm jumping off, but I'll tell anybody, I'm not the fastest, I'm not the strongest, I'm not the biggest, I'm not the best fighter, but I will not lose, and I will not quit. You will not outwork me. You will not outwork me. Only way you won't, only way you can beat me if I'm not here. If it's, so bottom line is, I'm going to keep pushing. You got to have a mindset, you will not lose. You know, that's so
just, you can't quit. You just cannot quit. You gotta keep it moving.
I thank God for the line that he's putting
in. It's never finished. You gotta look at it like it's never finished. You'll have time for rest, but it's never finished. It ain't over until God says it's over. And when it's over, that means it's over, right, Patrick?
It's
like
over.
You said, as long as I got breath to get up every day, it's always a reason to do something, right?
Yes, keep pushing. And I thank God. Thank God. I got two beautiful boys. I thank God for everything he put me through, because all I know is all he's doing is making me stronger. Who want to complain about somebody making me stronger? If you go to the gym, it hurts to work out. It hurts to run. But guess what? At the end of the day, you feel so much better. So all it does is makes you stronger. So he's making me strong. I'm ready. I'm willing. And I'm deep. I'm pumped every day. But listen, I don't call it a struggle. I call it a juggle. The juggle is alive. You know, the juggle is alive. Every day I'm juggling, but I thank God for the juggle, because if you're not the juggling, then where are you going? So, you know, so now we are open. We have two locations. We have over 90 flavors to choose from. We started off, we just had one flavor, a strawberry cheesecake.
90 now flavors.
We have over 90 flavors, 30 daily. Our number one seller, even if you can't speak English, is sweet potato cheesecake. Number one seller. We have also, we do them, even though this is a, you know, a Christian station, we do them with liquor in them. But the good thing about it is the liquor is cooked out. So you're not going to get drunk. I hate to tell you, it's just like vanilla extract has liquor in it, whether you know it or not. But when you cook it, it's cooked out. So we only have maybe one or two, but it's cooked out. So it's just flavoring we're using it for. But we also just brought out a good product, which is our cheesecake banana pudding. We do that on Saturday. That is crazy. We're about to
Oh, my God. It's only on Saturdays?
Only on Saturday. Saturday.
Oh, man, I'm so glad I went on a Saturday.
You came on the right day. Cheesecake, banana pudding. If you like cheesecake and banana pudding, we put both those together, and you got something special. We also are about to bring out our cheesecake-topped cupcakes. Those are going to be regular, like red velvet cupcakes, sweet potato cupcake, carrot cake cupcake, salted caramel cupcake. But on the top, it's going to be cheesecake top versus your frosting or your glaze. Frosting and glaze is a no-no up here. We're going to top it with cheesecake. So God is truly blessing me, and I'm listening to what he's giving me and telling me to do, and I'm just going to run with it.
And you're doing it, and you're doing it. You're not hesitating. You're not saying, well, I don't have this, and I don't know this. You're just taking a step, and that's what I tell everybody. When he gives you something, the desires of your heart, he places them there. You'll know the difference between something that is God, the desires of your heart, and the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh is always fighting and pushing and trying to make something happen. But when God puts a desire in your heart and you take that step of faith, I'm telling you, it's almost like it takes a life of its own. You truly begin to see him just ushering you in and bringing people and bringing money to you. Isn't that right, Patrick?
It's going to come. Like I said, it takes time. When you're building a business, understand that sacrifice equals success. In order to be successful, you have to sacrifice. You have to not maybe go on a trip for 4, 5, 6 years. You maybe have to eat peanut butter and jelly. Well, eating your mother, live in your mother's basement.
Tell it.
Sacrifice.
People don't
success.
Know.
If you want to get a real paycheck, there's nothing wrong with someone having a real job. Go get you a real job at 9 to 5. There's nothing wrong with it. But if you want to live like 10% of the world, like most people can't, then you better be self-employed. Because at that time, well, I look at it too. I'm going to do what most people are not willing to do for the next 5 to 7 years of my life, so I can live like most people can't live for the rest of my life. I'd rather live like that for 5 years and sacrifice. then the rest of my life I'm living out building a legacy for my two children. You know, building a legacy for my family.
You know what, Patrick? I am so, this right here, I love the fact that you are on here. This is so, you like echoing everything that I always talk about. And just how, my being, that's how I know it's God. This is a godly connection, a godly situation. And I'm just so glad of the success that I can see the glory of Father and everything that you and your family are doing, and that, you know, just the things that you're saying, the sacrifice and all of that, and just, you know, knowing that you have, it's a sacrifice. I haven't been on vacations. I haven't been able to do the things I you know, and leaving a legacy for your child. I was just telling somebody that on when I was in Detroit, I said, my mission is to, of course, change the lives of people. God sent me on here to, my testimony was set the captives free, and that's what I've been doing. But in the midst of that, he has set it up that I am able and accountable and responsible for leaving a legacy for my son. So you said
that's what we don't do. As I certain most generations do this, but you know, I want to be the old man on the wall that's leaving stuff for my son. I take my son and I bring him to the business. I tell him, this is yours. Because some people are like, well, what if they don't want to get into your business? Well, I don't remember the other nationalities giving their son a choice. Not saying if they want to do something when they get older and do venture off, that's on them. But at least I've shown them the way and given them a way versus just throwing them out to the wolves like all of our generations are throwing out to the wolves.
That's a whole nother topic. Please, before we, because we're running out of time, Patrick, I want to have you on again. Of course, you know I'm going to have you on WYCB, and we're going to WYCB. You'll have a lot more time, and we can talk about all of that. I want to touch on all of that. So, if you're listening right now, you want to hear more from Patrick Petit, you got to tune in to WYCB Spirit 1340, A Word You Can Trust with Bishop Bobby Long, and that show is at 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and he's going to be joining with me for a lot longer time because I am enjoying this. This is a definitely, I need, you know, because more men need to hear this type of language because this is a kingdom building language. If you don't know what kingdom building language is, this is it. Leaving legacies, walking on faith, sacrifice, and trusting and believing and knowing the difference between a loss and a purging. That is kingdom language. I'm in love with this whole conversation. I can go on and on. Please tell everybody, first of all, I want them to know your cheesecake, not only in one location, you got another location, and you also in grocery stores in the Michigan area.
Yeah, we're in grocery stores. We're in Selected Kroger's, Western Market, Wishes Market, and some other selected markets. We're working on distributing, so we will be coming to a town near you soon. My main objective is to distribute, to let the world know about it and see where we stand. I never say our cheesecake is good. I let the world tell it. I just say we're different. We're home in a two-layer cheesecake. That's what makes us different. When you come in, you're going to be the one to say it's good, and I'll give you the mic just like Gina has taken it and say, oh, it's good. I don't speak for it because who am I to boost my product up? Who am I to down someone else's product?
He never even asked me. I'm just keeping it real.
Last
week I had stuffed strawberries on a Rico and Susan Curry, and I'm telling you, they got the best stuffed strawberries I ever had tasted. They got 60-something flavors. See, when you sacrifice, you make time to develop stuff. God just give you different ideas. Here this man got 90 flavors of cheesecake. They got 68 flavors and plus more stuffed strawberries. Look, y'all got more flavors than 31 flavors ever had.
That's right.
They only had 31.
Right. Just keep in mind, for whoever listens, it's not how you live, it's how you remember. If you remember forever, and that means you live that means you really live a heck of a life, or you went out with a bang, like Jesse James. So remember how you remember, you know.
remember how you said anything. You fine, Patrick. Listen, tell everybody how they can reach you. What's your website and all that?
Because www.petitecheesecakes.com. Come like us on Facebook. That's Petite Famous Cheesecake on Facebook. Go look at our Yelp reviews on Yelp. We're pretty much a 5-star rated company. Like I said, it's customer service first. Come on in. We have free samples daily. Don't bring any money. Free samples daily. We're open 7 days a week. We have 2 locations to service you. We have a West Bloomfield location at 6548 West Bloomfield, Michigan. And we also have a 13835 West 9 Mile. That's Oak Park, Michigan. When, like I said, we're here, I'm doing God's work. When people come in, they're happy. Now, when they leave, they may have road rage. They may have other problems. When they come in the bakery, they're 100% happy. So based off of that, I truly believe that I'm doing God's work because I'm making
people happy. You're doing God's work because you speak in kingdom language, and I came in there happy, and I left happy. So I was happy, yeah, yeah. And I'm still happy about my cheesecake. I love it. Listen, I can't wait to have you again. WYCB Spirit 1340, A Word You Can Trust with Bishop Bobby Long. Tramell Ennis is going to be on there with me co-hosting. So this is going to be a great show. We're going to have Patrick on there, and we're going to have a great interview with him so he can continue to tell us all the ins and outs and all of that. You don't want to miss it. Patrick, I love you. Thank you so much. We're getting ready for my main man, A-Train. He's coming up next. Go ahead, Patrick. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Oh, no. I appreciate you. Thank you for having me on. Always an honor. Always a blessing.
I love you. God bless you. I'll call you soon. All right. A-Train is up next.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Welcome to 5 Minutes to Success. I am Pamela Ree Luhing, the author of Pink Slip to Powerhouse, 12 Steps to Next. If you have ever been downsized and know you have a multitude of gifts waiting to be unwrapped, this 5 minutes is for you. If you are currently employed but have a passion, vision, and desire beyond where you are, keep on listening. And finally, if you are an entrepreneur who feels like you are fighting an uphill battle, get your notebook and pen ready. 5 minutes to Success is designed to set a foundation to move you from passion and purpose to a profit-making business. This month, we're going to focus on defining what your life means to you and using your fears to move you forward. From the beginning of life, society imposes its expectations on people. It has been ingrained in the minds of many generations that college is the answer. Go to college, graduate, and then pursue a career. Education definitely has its place, but long gone are the days when a person spends 30 years with a company and retires. As I have raised my children, I taught them a slightly different standard from societal norms. Graduate from high school and college, establish a career while developing additional streams of income, then get married and have a family. As a result, my 25-year-old son went to barber school in high school, then went on to college and graduated with a degree in psychology and business. He is now in the process of opening his own barbershop and making a difference in his community. The bottom line is, each of us was given a purpose and a choice on how we live our lives. Stephen Covey said it best, your life is not determined by your circumstances, but by your decisions. So it is not easy, ladies and gentlemen, not always easy, but what I have found to be true is this. When we swim in our purpose, our eyesight and mind become sensitized to the opportunities the human eye and mind alone cannot see or comprehend. It's as if each stroke you take, the sun shines on the water before you. That's if you are swimming, immersed, and drenched in your God-given purpose. However, you must know the waves will get tough and the seas will roar, but when you know Him and are living in your purpose, there is a calm, a life raft, a boat, plane or sun that appears in the midst of the storm. Some 15 years ago, I was celebrating my birthday in the grill. I was having a great time lying on the beach and soaking up the sun. Then I decided to join a group of folks on the trampoline in the water. I thought to myself, it's not that far, and it wasn't. The problem was I gave no consideration to the water through which I had to swim to get to my destination, and that's a lesson for another time. So I jumped in, enjoying a leisurely swim, and all of a sudden the waves got bigger and bigger, mounting over my head. My heartbeat began pounding like drummers from an African village, and a monstrous fear swept over me. I began to fight the waves, but I was losing the battle, and in seconds I had swallowed an enormous amount of salty water, and I remember thinking, Lord, I cannot die on my birthday. The waves kept coming, and in between the waves, I gasped for breath and called for help, but I had drifted so far out, no one could hear my desperate plea. Just when I was at my weakest and most vulnerable moment, another mountainous wave shot over my head, and through my burning eyes, I saw the sun shining so bright on the water that I transitioned my thoughts from hopeless to hopeful. Immediately, I began to relax and become one with the waves. In between, I swam with all my might as if my life depended on it, because it did. This process continued until I finally reached the trampoline, exhausted and feeling like a wet rag. Many valuable lessons came from this experience, but two were very clear. My purpose had yet to be fulfilled, and God is always there, especially when we need Him the most. The key is we must allow Him to be our guiding light. So as I travel this life, One thing I'm highly confident in is that before the beginning of time, every human being was given a purpose. Indeed, it is up to you to decide your course and determine your channel. You can choose to wade in a small pond, float in a river, or dive right into that ocean. So talk about living a life on purpose. I want to tell you a quick story about a true winner named Louis, a then 23-year-old pianist from China's Got Talent. The fact that Louis was armless makes the story even more remarkable. He lost both arms at 10 years old because he was electrocuted. While growing up, he remembered being told by one of his piano teachers he would never, ever succeed. Louis' response? For people like me, there were only two options. One was to abandon all dreams, which would lead to a quick, hopeless death. The other was to struggle without arms to live an outstanding life. Now is the time to push through any anger, frustration, or fears you may have. Call a meeting with your past and create a timeline of your life. Last month, your homework was to make a list of all the things you've done or would like to do. Did you recognize any recurring themes? And as you thought about specific time periods, did your heart rate increase and a feeling of joy and contentment come over you? You may have even followed the feeling with the statement, if I could do this for free, I would. If this happens, you are getting closer to your purpose. It's like being in a dark room and all of a sudden stream of light peeks through. Inevitably, this purpose is bigger than you and it connects to others who need what you have to offer. So in addition to creating the timeline, I want you to answer the following questions. What does happiness mean to me? What am I willing to sacrifice? And what are my non-negotiables? So in other words, what are the boundaries you set for yourself for what you will and won't accept? This ends today's 5 Minutes to Success. If you want to learn more, visit my website at www.pamelaluhing.com. That's www.pamelaluhing.com. And I invite you to like and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/pluhing. That's Pluehing. And until next month, move forward to turn your passion and purpose into a profit-making business. Back to you, Dr. Gina.
Well, I guess you've heard it here, everybody. We're going right in the vein. God is saying that you got a divine purpose. Pamela Luheen, Patrick has said it. And listen, this is where we are right now. It's time for you to get your breakthrough. It's time you've been praying. You've been crying out to God. I know some of you may be looking for it in one way. And you got to remember that he doesn't think like us. He doesn't think like us. He doesn't talk like us. And so our ways are not his ways, rather, and our thoughts are not his thoughts. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because I don't know where I was at. But anyway, you hear me, A-Train? A-Train, my man is on with me. Listen, I'm still coming. I feel like I'm car lagged. I've been traveling for 3 weeks. I'm trying to do this show. Life Jennings didn't show up. Patrick surprised me with all his kingdom language and all that inspiration he had, and that cheesecake got me all twisted up. And then
right.
Mouth drooling off of 90 something flavors. He had 1,000 flavors over there in Oak Park, Michigan. And then I started thinking about Susan and them, about they stuffed strawberries last time. You remember them, right? So then, now I'm hungry. I ain't had nothing to eat. And then Pamela, you know, I got you coming on before Pamela. Lord Jesus, help me. Today is a wild show, y'all. Bear with us, listeners, but this is how sometimes this go. Ain't that right, A-Train? Things are just not
That's
always...
Right.
You know, you can plan it, and sometimes it just go haywire. But we holding it down, right?
Absolutely. But, you know, that's one of the reasons why the people like us so much, because we're relatable, we're real people, and we keep it liquid.
Listen, it got to flow.
Right.
You can't
right.
choke up, because it'll be messed
right.
up. So, you know? But listen, I don't
Absolutely.
Want the time to go by, because I know we've ran out. You know, I wanted to sit with you for a long time, and I just thank God for you being a part of the team. But I want everybody to know about, I know Pamela was saying about the purpose and how it's going to bless other people. And I instantly thought about
right.
you, though, because we've had these conversations with the listener as well about your story and how you got
yeah.
caught in doing comedy and how God has opened up doors for you. Please break
Absolutely.
It down to where you are now compared to where you were last year, man. Just
wow.
tell them what all the billboards and the produce show that you're doing. Tell them about that stuff.
Absolutely. I was just sharing with someone the other day, and I did a video on my Facebook about just the opportunities that just coming, you know, out of nowhere, because I was encouraging people on that to obey whatever that voice is that you have on the inside of you, that thing that you feel like you have to do. You just have to step out and do it, because you never know on the back end what it would yield and the doors that it will open. And I say that to say this. I was in a meeting with the Florida Theater here in Jacksonville the other day, and they were just, you know, going over some of the logistics with me. But I was thanking them because they kind of got in the driver's seat and they really got behind my brand and they got behind my show and they started promoting it and doing different things that they don't necessarily have to do as a venue. And I was just telling them, thank you. And they was like, no, we thank you, because what you're bringing to our theater, we've never had this before. We've never had a comedy show where the entire families can come out. And she said, because of that, that's one of the reasons we got behind and said, yes, you all need to be a part of this show and telling the city to come out to this show, because they say they've never had that in their venue. And I say that because to tie into that purpose that you're talking about, you know, and, you know, what we're doing out here is comedy, but at the same time, you know, a deeper layer to it is I'm just operating in what I feel like, you know, I was put on this earth to do, which is, you know, to brighten people's lives or whatever. So, and we're doing it through the vein of comedy. And that's why this Saturday, July 23rd, we got Michael Jr. from the Christian film War Room. He starred in that that film, War Room, and he's coming to Jacksonville, and we'll be doing a show together at the Florida Theater, July 23rd, 8 o'clock p.m. It'll be Michael Jr. will be headlining, I will be featuring, and Danny Johnson will be hosting. So, and it's a show that I'm producing, but I'm also performing, so I'm really excited about that. And then in addition to that, in August, you know, we got this contract with the Ritz Theater. They've never had a comedy, you know, to take residence in the Ritz Theater since 1929, you know, and this is a very historical thing. So, you know, not knowing, just making moves and God opening doors, not knowing we were making historical moves. And now, you know, the city is on fire about it and they're really excited. Tomorrow I'll be talking more about that on China 4 News at 9:20 on the morning show with Melanie Lawson. So, but get your tickets, people, for this weekend at Ticketmaster.com, or you can go to bit.ly/bringinthefunny. You know, or you can just go to my link that's in my bio on Twitter at A-Train Live, or go to my link that's in my bio on Instagram, which is on the Do It Again, and see what happens, spelled all the way out. So,
yes, you got to go check him out. I'm telling you, this is, you don't want to miss the show. I love his comedy. It's always so fresh, so clean, so funny. That's what you want to hear comedy for, to make you laugh.
Right.
Them out. And I'm just so excited for what God is doing. Jacksonville, Florida, July the 23rd. At what time again at the Florida Theater? What time again?
8 o'clock p.m. The doors open at 7. And again, that's downtown Jacksonville, Florida, 128 East Forsyth Street. Everybody knows where the Florida Theater is. You know, the show starts at 8 o'clock, and it'll be myself, Michael Jr., and Danny Johnson. Listen, the buzz is out, man. People are excited about this show. I'm excited about this show, and we're getting ready to make it do what it do.
Do what it do, because it's got to do it anyway, because God said it had to. Hey, that rhymes. I know I'm a cornball. I'm not a comedian, but anyway.
But
you know, that's
funny.
Why I got A-Train on with me. Thank God for that divine connection. All right, well, listen, as you have heard it, everybody got divine purpose. You got to step out on faith. I keep hearing echo, 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 echo. Life Jennings stepped out on faith. He sacrificed and walked miles to get to Rio so he can produce him a song, did it in one take. You got Patrick and Chauncey, they family, Petite's Famous Cheesecake Cheesecake in two locations and all over the grocery stores everywhere. They stepped out on faith. They was in real estate and stopped real estate and went on and start doing cheesecake just like that. People that didn't even like cheesecake started loving their check. That, now that's favor. Then you got Pamela Luhan. She's coaching you into stepping out. I don't know what all you need. You got me, you got A-Train, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We trying to be the step for you to move out. We launching you out. We that wave that's gonna push you, be motivated, be inspired. Listen, it's your time to live healthy, live whole, live that's in your destiny, live free, y'all. It's time to be free. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Thank you, A-Train, for being a part of us. I love you so much. Y'all, God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.